Daily Short.
Jim Distortion here doing a Daily Short. Okay, this is a contentious subject, but I feel it needs to be addressed. I want to talk to you today about politically correct things, but mostly about the use of Christmas. Okay, so Christmas in the Christian faith is where Jesus was born, who's the Messiah, and all of that religious stuff. Okay, and more I'm hearing, again, social media, maybe it's fake news, I don't know, but schools and things are no longer allowed to say that it's the Christmas holidays. It's just like they have to say it's the holiday season and all of these things. So I am wondering why we've gone from being able to talk about Christmas, because that's the majority of what people believe. Obviously, there are new religions moving in with the immigration that came in, but why does that stop us having to talk about things like Christmas? My point being that you've got the Islamic faith, okay, on one side. Most of the people that they say are going to be offended by the use of the word Christmas. I can tell you, all of the Muslims I know do not give a crap whether the word Christmas is used or not. It's rubbish. Yeah, so basically, in Islamic faith, Jesus is seen as one of the greatest, most forebearing of prophets. Yeah, along with Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Muhammad. Okay, so he is part of their religion. I saw a comedy sketch that they said, oh, look, Jesus Christ, he's the vice captain, mate. So, you know, he's very much part of that. So his birth would be celebrated. Because also, under the oneness of God view of Islam, which they see, you know, these prophets and, you know, everything under the oneness of God, Jesus is God. So without boring you to death, what I basically mean by that is Jesus has a high status in the Islamic faith. He is somebody who they believe in was a prophet, was part of the religious experience. Yeah, in Christianity, Jesus is the Son of God, slightly more, you know, slightly better. What's the word I'm looking for? When you've gone to work and you've been given a promotion. So, you know, if you look at Islam and you look at Christianity, Jesus has been given a promotion. Yeah, he's the Son of God. Also, you know, the Jews as well, you know, false Messiah kind of thing, as he died before he completed his task. But they believe that Messiah hasn't come yet. So who exactly are you offending with your political correctness? You know, I'm not allowed to say Christmas, because who actually started this? Because if it's government making out political correctness is the way forward, then they're idiots. Okay, ask the people themselves, yeah, if you're offended by Christmas. Now, the hardline Muslims, who we talked about the other day, yeah, who are just in it for the death and destruction and, you know, their belief that all infidels should be killed, are less than 1% of the Muslim faith. Okay, so let's not pretend that they are the majority. Yeah, let's not pretend that they are the ruling bodies of these, you know, faiths. It doesn't work that way. So your local town council, for instance, okay, decides that you have to be told how to say something. Okay, most human beings don't feel the need to cause offense when they speak. Yeah, most human beings are rational human beings. They're educated to a point where they realize right from wrong. Yeah, sadly, there's some hardliners, but like I said, in every part of society, in every political group, in every religion, there are hardliners who want hardcore reactions to what they do. I tell you this now, you mention the word Christmas to some Muslim children in the school where my son goes to school and they're excited about it, even though they don't celebrate it. They're not going to be offended by it. Yeah, Christmas isn't about religion nowadays anyway. It's been diluted into a holiday where children get gifts and you celebrate what you've got, you celebrate your life, and you spend some time with your family. The only trouble with religions is they're so contentious. Yeah, that everyone has these strong ideals about what you should and shouldn't say. I tell you where political correctness comes from. You know, it comes from normally middle-class white people telling you, us, the people underneath us, that you'll be offending people if you use the word Christmas. If you say this, if you say that, you'll be offending someone. Let me tell you now, it's rubbish. Yeah, political correctness is just, you know, a balanced attitude to all people taken to too far. It's taken into account, yeah, that everyone needs to be spoon-fed how to deal and how to talk to people. It's rubbish. Yeah, the color of someone's skin makes no difference to the fact they're an asshole or not. Yeah, whether they're green, purple, blue or red, yeah, it's what they think about that makes them an asshole, not the colour of their skin, yeah? So, you know, their faith, again, is a different shade of grey. All religions come and stem from the same book, which in my view, and notice I said my view, is actually social control. So there was a book of rules handed down to us by the politicians of the day that have guided us in the way we should live, because that's right and what's wrong. Now, as we all know, all politicians, or a lot of them, have a corruption because they're self-serving human beings. The trouble is, when you put human beings on top of someone, so you have leaders, they will then, by definition, be human, which means they will become self-serving. Not every politician is self-serving, but I guarantee that every politician at some point has thought, what can this position do for me? So let me tell you now, all you're doing by being politically correct, yeah, is fueling fire for anger and oppression. Obviously, these are all my opinions, but if you want to celebrate Christmas, celebrate it. But don't use the word Christmas to piss somebody else off, because you won't be. They won't give a damn. And if they do give a damn, maybe they're hardline fundamentalists, yeah? So then avoid them, because they're a bit nuts. Yeah? Balanced living is what we're looking for. Self-education, as I keep saying, is all about it. So don't just believe the fact that a Muslim told you that they're offended by Christmas because it was on a page, on a meme on Facebook, because it's rubbish. If you don't believe me, go and ask someone. Everyone knows someone who's Muslim, and if you don't, you need to get out more. Yeah, you don't have to embrace everyone's religion, but you have to respect other people. So political correctness, it's not doing anyone any favours whatsoever. It's Jim Distortion doing a daily short. You can find us on Instagram at distortionsgotissues, and also distortionsgotissues.podbean.com.